This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Richwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us here on Radio Sunderland for Hospitals.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Hello everyone, and thanks for tuning in to our Christmas Day half-hour special. A Merry Christmas to you, and a very warm welcome to you all, especially those of you who are in hospital at this time of the year. May you sense the presence of God all around you as you listen to these Christmas carols and hymns this morning. A warm welcome also to those of you who may be listening in across the world. If you're an expat from this neck of the woods, a very happy Geordie Christmas to you too. I don't know about you, but I just love to hear children singing Christmas carols at this time of the year. And this morning, to open and close our programme, I have for you a local choir, some very young children from Grange First School in Gosforth, who sang their hearts out recently at St Oswald's Hospice at their Christmas market. Here they are with a carol called "Do You Hear What I Hear?" That song really captures the mystery of Christmas. Wasn't that delightful? That opening piece of music reflects on the nativity story and asks, do you see the wonder of it all? Do you perceive its truth? Do you hear its message of joy and peace? This morning, let's just spare a thought for those who, through their jobs, actually make Christmas very special for others, with very little time for themselves and their own families, particularly medical staff and our emergency services. There'll be some of them working today, sacrificing their own Christmas celebrations, and to them we say thank you. There may also be some listening in right now who do hectic jobs with very little time off, or those who've worked very hard in the lead-up to Christmas who are feeling utterly exhausted this morning. If this is true for you, then here's a song for those of you who need a little calm, a little peace in your lives today. It's a song which tells of someone desperately trying to find a holy peace in the busyness of Christmas. And it's called "I Need a Silent Night." It Lights, sung here by Amy Grant.
I've made this same mistake before. Too many malls, too many stores. December traffic, Christmas rush. It breaks me till I push and shove. Children are crying while mothers are trying to photograph Santa and sleigh. The shopping and buying and standing forever in line. What can I say? I need a silent night, a holy night, to hear an angel voice through the chaos and the noise. I need a midnight clear, a little peace right here, to end this crazy day with a silent night. December comes, then disappears, faster and faster every year. Did my own mother keep this pace, or was the world a different place? Where people stay home, wishing for snow, watching three channels on their TV. Look at us now, rushing around, trying to buy Christmas peace. I need a silent night, a holy night, to hear an angel voice through the chaos and the noise. I need a midnight clear, a little peace right here, to end this crazy day with a silent night. What was it like back there in Bethlehem?
In the Christmas season, we're served a generous helping of reindeer, Christmas puddings, Santa, penguins, snowmen, and elves on the media. Even Easter bunnies get a mention in some Christmas films. So it's no wonder that there are those today who don't really get what Christmas is all about. I read a poster once which said, without the word Christ in the word Christmas, we're left with simply mess. Jesus is the real reason for the season. So let's relax and listen afresh to the story of the birth of our Saviour Jesus Christ. First we turn to the Gospel of Luke, which says, in those days Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark sleep shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. O morning stars, together proclaim the holy birth. and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth. For Christ is born of Mary, and gathered on above, while mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wondering love.
Oh, silently, the wondrous gift is given.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
Oh,
there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause a great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests."
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who sing creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long live the world in sin and till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. when Christ was born. Oh, night divine. Oh, night. Oh, night
had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. So let me now ask this question. What then is so special about this baby coming into the world? Well, the answer can be found threaded throughout all our readings and songs today, especially in the words of the angels who told the shepherds, "Unto you is born this day a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord." This was certainly no ordinary baby. Selwyn Hughes, author of Every Day with Jesus, describes how special this child Jesus was. He sums it up like this. Jesus came into the world through the natural process of birth, but he was not the product of the sexual union of Joseph and Mary. He was conceived of the Holy Spirit. He goes on to say, in one respect he resembles us, but in another he differs from us. While never ceasing to be what he always had been, true God, he became what he had never been before, true man. He finishes by adding, there was a time when he became man, but never a time when he began to be God. He was a man from the manger, but God from all eternity. There you have it in a nutshell. I do hope that you've enjoyed the mix of traditional and contemporary Christmas music this morning. Today we've been listening to songs by Amy Grant, Celine Dion and Andrea Bocelli, David Archuleta, Peter Hollins and the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, Alla Jones and Libra, and Songs of Praise's Big Sing. And here to end our programme, the children of Grange First School in Gosforth will sing once more and wish everyone listening a very Merry Christmas. Do tune in again next Sunday to hear more carols and more reflections on the birth of Jesus, our Saviour and our Lord. May the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you and all those you love, now and always. Amen. Do have a wonderful Christmas day. It's goodbye from Andrew Ridgewick, my technician.
Bye, everyone.
And from me, Sheila Hamill. Bye for now.